And I am Tani Tenuviel, the resident KUCI Middle Earth Elf. And coming up in just a few moments, an elvish perspective on life, on what would Arwen do here, every Thursday morning, 9 to 10 a.m. on KUCI in Irvine, the best radio station in the history of Middle Earth. Govanen and Suilade to all my elf friends. Good morning. It is Thursday, a beautiful morning here in Orange County, California. So I want to say a very special hello to all my friends, especially my friends on Tolkien Online. Now, it is a wonderful thing to be part of community. And whether that's your local community, and maybe you do something in your city, maybe you're part of a tree planting group, or maybe you play golf or tennis, or perhaps you are into kayaking or quilting or playing music. There are so many wonderful ways to be involved with a community of people that share a passion with you. So I always like to recommend to people, if you can't find anyone hanging around your general vicinity, there's the wonderful thing called the internet. And you might actually find and meet some people who will change your life, as I have through my Tolkien Online message board. When I fell in love with the movies and the works of J.R.R. Tolkien a little over 6 years ago now, I couldn't find anyone who was quite as crazy about these things as I was and wanted to explore some of the deeper things of Middle Earth, like the languages and the stories and the backstories and the characters and creating new stories. And so I had never been on a message board, didn't really spend much time on the internet other than doing research for work as my editor, my work as an editor. But I don't know, for some reason one day I was looking for images or something, and I happened upon this place called thewondering.com, Tolkien Online, and I had just that morning created an elvish name for myself, and so I signed up, met some wonderful, wonderful people, many of whom I've met in person and shared adventures with, and it has been a life-changing event. So, as Bilbo told Frodo, it's a dangerous thing stepping outside your door. You never know where your adventure will take you, and that whether that's stepping outside the door of your house or the door of your the fiber optic highway. So you may be wondering, what in the world is this girl talking about? Well, this is This is the show where I ask, if a Middle Earth elf lived today in Orange County, California, what might her life look like? How would she celebrate and support the arts, music, her community, and the preservation of Earth, its beauty, resources, and creatures? Some people ask, what would Jesus do? Well, I ask, what would Arwen do? In Tolkien and the Lord of the Rings, A Guide to Middle-earth, Colin Duryea writes, in his invented mythology of Middle-earth, Tolkien intended that his elves were an extended metaphor of a key aspect of human nature. This, quote, elven quality in human life was a central preoccupation of Tolkien's. Elves, like dwarves, hobbits, and the like, partially represent human beings. In Tolkien's mythology, elves represent what is high and noble in humans. In particular, they represent the arts in their highest form, work done in the image of God and his created world. So I believe that this, quote, elven quality exists today in every living person and yearns for expression through gifts of creativity, nobility, and service to others. So my hope and passion in doing this show is that you would find hope and inspiration and courage to discover or recover your creative gift. And you may have more than one. Some people can play a musical instrument and plant a garden and make a lovely meal. And these are all, I believe, aspects of our creativity being manifested in the world. So my hope is that you will find that thing that fuels your soul and find a way to bring it into the world, because I promise you it will not only enrich your life, but it will enrich the lives of those around you. So again, this morning I want to say hello to everyone who is listening. My Govanin and Suileid, a little bit of Elvish there, Elvish greetings. And to my friends on Tolkien Online, it's so wonderful. You know, it's just a wonderful thing to know that you have people listening from all over the globe. And when they're not listening, I can always connect with them. The wonderful thing also about message boards is that if you ever have those nights occasionally where you just can't sleep, well, you can get up, get on the message board, and guess what? There's always someone awake that's wanting to talk. And so there have been many nights through some of my more trying periods of life that the only ones there to talk to were my message board friends. And sometimes I didn't even talk. Sometimes just getting up in the middle of the night, logging on, and seeing people talking to each other and reading some of the things that people had shared with each other throughout the day was enough company and enough comfort that I didn't actually even need to talk about the hard things that I was going through, but it would just lighten my heart a little bit and remind me that life goes on and things can change. And so it was always wonderful to have the love and support of friends. And now it's wonderful because we have found yet another way, my friends and I, to stay connected with our passion for Middle Earth, and that through this little radio show that I've been doing now for a little over 3 years. They've only really come to know about my show the last year or so because I didn't want to go seem like I was bragging or something, telling people I had a radio show. But now many of them like to listen in, and I find it delightful to know that they're listening in, and we talk about it later. So if you are interested in things Middle Earth, you might want to visit theonering.com, Tolkien Online. Perhaps you're interested in studying the languages or art. There are people that have art that they post up there, and stories that we, role-play writing stories that we participate in. News about the upcoming movies, The Hobbit being coming out in just a couple of years, and the other movies and readings and all kinds of wonderful things. So I want to take just a moment to say a special hello this morning to to Silver Scribe, who always listens to the podcast. So our show is available, as are many of our shows here on KUCI. We have a website dedicated just to our public affairs programming. That's KUCITalk.org, and you can find out information about upcoming shows, other wonderful programming that we have here, like Yogi World, all about the world of yoga culture, coaching conversations about the world of life coaching, Mari Frank's Privacy Piracy, all about issues having to do with protecting yourself from identity theft. Writers on Writing with Barbara DeMarco Barrett, who has been proclaimed the literary magnet of Orange County by, I believe it's Orange Coast Magazine, and Planetary Radio, all about things having to do with the stars. We elves love that. Serena Sharp with Issues You Really Care About every Sunday morning, and Justice or Justice, which is on just before my show, one of my favorite shows, and Jarrett Lavelle, who hosts that show, one of my personal heroes in life. And Weekly Signals and Film School on Tuesday mornings, lots of wonderful things. So I hope that you will tune in and check out our public affairs programming, especially on QCI Talk, and see what's coming up. And you can listen to podcasts and past shows and shows on demand. And our regular website, kuci.org, with news about our music and things of that nature. So I want to say a special hello this morning. Vana is listening from up in Washington. Vana and Guru getting married in Washington in just about 3 weeks. And I'm still holding some hope that I can make it up for that wedding. We'll see what the powers that be will have to say about that. And Arwen listening from up there as well, because I'm hoping that I'll get to meet her when I go up for that wedding. Gwen Elf, who's listening, I believe, from Michigan or something, and speaking Italian this morning. So, buongiorno, principessa, to Gwen Elf this morning, to Sil. And, let's see. So, anyway, it's just a lot of fun. So I hope that you will find some place that you can connect with people that you love and that share passion with you. And all my other friends on Talking Online, I want to say a special hello also. Oh, Giant and Ellen Gill. I don't know if she's listening, but I see her in Tempest. Oh, it's so wonderful when it's like even on message boards when friends that you haven't seen in a while show up and then you get all excited. And so anyway, I'm going to be switching gears here in just a few moments. I'm very excited because coming out up in about 5 or 10 minutes, Randy Tierney is going to be my special guest, and we're going to be talking about an event coming up this weekend at the Irvine Spectrum. Boy, I'm having a little trouble this morning. Need to slow down just a little bit, chill out. The Irvine Spectrum is... OC Parenting, or Parenting OC Magazine, is hosting a big event, and I'm very excited because my friend Janine is going to be DJing the event. They're having a fashion show and live bands, and it's an all-day-long affair, and I'm going to be over there helping out and manning the table for KUCI and for Janine's show, Moms Rock the House, helping her out as best I can and interacting with people. So it's going to be a lot of fun. And it's just an expo for people to find out all kinds of wonderful resources and tools for parenting. So as I usually like to do, I'm going to read a little bit this morning because I thought, well, where can I find something to read from The Lord of the Rings that has to do with parenting? And because you don't really hear too much about hobbit families or elf families or that sort of thing. However, there is in the back of the, at the end of the book of The Lord of the Rings, which is in fact one long book, but from the part which is, you know, we've made it into three movies, three books, from The Return of the King, at the back there are the appendices, which are a wonderful, wonderful thing. I'm kind of one of those key people that like to hang out in appendices and dictionaries and things like that, and I can actually spend while away an entire afternoon or evening just hanging around doing research thing and reading backstories and all the details of stuff. But one of my favorite stories is in an appendix to the Return of the King, and it's the story or the backstory for the story of Aragorn and Arwen. And as you know, Arwen is an elf, Aragorn a mortal, but they are kin from afar because Aragorn descended through the line of Elros. Arwen descended through the line of Elrond, and Elrond and Elros were the I love this stuff. Anyway, Elrond chose the path of the elves. They are Parethils, half elf, half mortal, and chose the Elrond chose they were given the gift of choosing whether they would live as mortals or as elves. Elrond chose the elvish life. Elros chose the mortal life, and through him came all the Numenorean kings. And Which, you know, the story of Numenor is quite a story of tragedy. I wish things could have turned out a little differently, but that's just the way that story went. But Aragorn descended from the Numenorean kings, and eventually they make their way back together. So even though they are, as Arwen says, kin from afar. However, Aragorn comes to live and grow up in Elrond's house, and Elrond loves him. And I know my phone is going to be ringing here in just a moment, but I do want to read this little part that talks about how Aragorn grew up in the house of Elrond, and Elrond loved him as a son. So Aragorn was actually only 2 years old when he went to live in Rivendell. And let's see here. I'm going to actually play some... I was going to play some music. Well, if the phone rings, I think they'll just hang on. So let's have a little background music here. Background music is good. So let's put on a little music from Rivendell here again. So this from the a reading from The Lord of the Rings says, Aragorn was only 2 years old when Arathorn, who is his father, went riding against the orcs with the sons of Elrond. So Elrond had two twin sons, and Aragorn's father actually was a ranger with them. And as he was riding, he was slain by an orc arrow. And so then it goes on to say that then Aragorn, being now the heir of Isildur, was taken with his mother to dwell in the house of Elrond. And Elrond took the place of his father and came to love him as a son of his own. But he was called Estelle, that is, Hope, and his true name and lineage were kept secret at the bidding of Elrond. For the wise then knew that the enemy was seeking to discover the heir of Isildur, if any remained upon earth. But when Estelle was only 20 years of age, it chanced that he returned to Rivendell after great deeds in the company of the sons of Elrond. And Elrond looked at him and was pleased, for he saw that he was fair and noble, and was early come to manhood, though he would yet become greater in body and in mind. That day, therefore, Elrond called him by his true name, and told him who he was and whose son. And he delivered to him the heirlooms of his house. "Here is the ring of Balrahir," he said, "the token of our kinship from afar, and here also are the shards of Narsil. With these you may yet do great deeds, for I foretell that the span of your life shall be greater than the measure of men, unless evil befalls you, or you fail at the test. But the test will be hard and long. The scepter of Annuminus I withhold, for you have yet to earn it." The next day, at the hour of sunset, Aragorn walked alone in the woods, and his heart was high within him, and he sang, for he was full of hope, and the world was fair. And suddenly, even as he sang, he saw a maiden walking on a greensward among the white stems of the birches, and he halted, amazed, thinking that he had strayed into a dream, or else that he had received the gift of the elf minstrels, who can make the things of which they sing appear before the eyes of those that listen. For Aragorn had been singing a part of the Lay of Lúthien, which tells of the meeting of Lúthien and Beren in the forest of Neldoreth. And behold, there Lúthien walked before his eyes in Rivendell, clad in a mantle of silver and blue, fair as the twilight in Elvenhome. Her dark hair strayed in a sudden wind, and her brows were bound with gems like stars. And that, if you want to read the rest of the story, you'll have to go get a copy of The Lord of the Rings for yourself. So I'm going to switch to a little music here, and in honor of our story and of surrogate parents and real parents, I'm going to play a song from the Fellowship of the Rings, the complete recordings, and this is called Rivendell. This is KUCI in Irvine. And that was music from the Fellowship of the Ring, the Lord of the Rings, the Fellowship of the Ring, the Complete Recordings, Academy Award-winning music by Howard Shore. And in the Complete Recordings, which if you love the music of Middle Earth and you haven't had a chance to get your hands on that, you may want to pick that up. It's got three CDs and also a DVD, which I am saving for one of those evenings that I can sit down and just relish it. And a lot of, and also even just a little booklet that tells about the making of the music. And it's just wonderful. So for those of us who were so excited about the soundtracks and just loved the music from The Lord of the Rings, we've all been ecstatic that Howard Shore and the powers that be went that extra step and have now produced the Complete Recordings. So that's available at your local bookstore, and I believe that the Two Towers, the Complete Recordings, are available as well. I just hasn't made it into my library yet, but something to look forward to. So this morning I'm very excited because my guests will be Randy Tierney and Tammy Fagot. I want to tell you a little bit about, there's an event coming up this weekend, and later on in the conversation, Janine Bernstein, who hosts the show right after mine here on KUCI, it's Moms Rockin' the House, and Janine and I have been on lots of adventures. Janine isn't here right now, so I can boast a little bit about her. She is a woman of many talents, in addition to being a parent, and she hosts a show called Moms Rockin' the House, which is all about women in the arts, women who are finding time not only to raise their kids and run a household, but also finding time for their creative passions. And so she plays the guitar and hosts the show that is all about women rockin' and rollin' and getting in bands. And she did a little event over, well, it wasn't that little, but she's done one here at UC Irvine and one over at Original Mics. And so she's very passionate about supporting women in the arts and about being a great mom for her children. And she was asked to host an event this coming Saturday. It's going to be at the Irvine Spectrum, and I'm very excited. It's an all-day parenting event that's being put on by Parenting OC Magazine. And so my guest this morning will be Randy, who is the founder and publisher of OC, the owner of Parenting OC Magazine, and Tammy Fagot, who is a marketing events coordinator. And then Janine will be coming on a little bit later. And we'll be talking about all of this grand adventure that we're all going on this weekend with regards to music and the arts and being a great parent. But Parenting OC Magazine... I'm not sure if it's OC Parenting or Parenting OC. Anyway, the editor's advisory, I'm going to read a little bit about, because I just want you to hear a little bit about the background and passion of these people. It's so wonderful. It says, the editors and advisory boards of OC Parenting Magazine recognize the need to make a difference in the lives of children. And it says, they are dedicated to empowering parents with information and resources they need to be the most effective parents they can be. Their editorial focus is set on serving the time-starved parent. And many of us can relate to that one, right? The time-starved parent with a combination of practical how-to information and a hand-picked calendar of family-focused events. And unlike many parenting magazines that fill their pages with a nationally syndicated copy and no local focus, OC Parenting is community focused from cover to cover. Orange County is home to some of the top research centers on the subjects of child development, education, and family issues, from such world-known places as Children's Hospital of Orange County, CHUCK, and the UC Irvine Child Development Center, allowing the editors of Parenting to provide the most current parenting information available without leaving Orange County. They are also committed to delivering a thoughtfully selected calendar of events, like the one coming up this coming Saturday, and activities that are taught-tested and parent-friendly. Their goal is to help parents attain their goal to nurture and raise and send out into the world a human being who can positively influence others and make a valuable contribution to our society, and to have a little family fun in the process. Well, I absolutely love that. And Janine has just come into the studio, so she'll be joining our conversation here in just a moment. So I want to say a very special hello and greeting to Randy and Tammy. Are you there?
Yes. Hi.
Hello.
Thanks for having us.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you so much for coming on the show this morning. And thank you so much for having this wonderful event this coming Saturday. It is going to be so much fun. And Janine is here, too.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Hello, Janine.
How are you?
Very well, thanks.
Looking forward to Saturday.
Yes, we are, too.
This is going to be so fun. Now, Randy, could you tell us just a little bit about what this event is that's coming up this Saturday right here at the Irvine Spectrum?
Yes, I can. And by the way, it's Parenting OC Magazine, so it's easy to confuse OC Parenting, Parenting OC.
Yeah, I keep seeing different places, some places, but it's Parenting OC Magazine, right?
That's right, that's right. And the event Saturday is called the Parenting and Kids Expo. Our friends over at the Irvine Spectrum is hosting it, and it's going to be a full day of entertainment on stage with great dancing and singing. We've got 70 exhibitors, and it seems to be growing. We're still getting more exhibitors by the day.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And then there's lots of fun and prizes. And, of course, you know, over at the Spectrum is just such a wonderful place. There's the big wheel there. We're going to have a game lounge there.
Oh.
And then usually, like, face painting. We'll have a scavenger hunt for the kids. Tammy can speak about our fashion show. It's a very special type of fashion show that we're going to have. There's a rock wall, and there's the super popular cute baby cover contest.
Oh, that's right. So, again, this is at the Irvine Spectrum, and the hours of the event are what?
It's 10 to 5 p.m.
10 to 5 p.m., and now do people need to purchase tickets in advance? Is this a free event? Or?
Well, no, I should point out that it's free. And all you have to do is come on out and have a great time. There's no charge for anything there.
Which is fantastic, because an event this size with so many things that you have planned is going to be amazing.
Right, right. And yeah, last night we've been stuffing goodie bags for the last past 3 days.
Janine knows all about
that. You'll get one of these goodie bags.
Uh-huh.
And then they'll just be, just every one of our exhibitors is working on doing, you know, interactive fun and games at their booths. So I don't know exactly everything that they're going to be doing, but there'll be lots of fun surprises that they'll bring to it as well.
Well, Tammy, can you tell us a little bit about some of the lineup for the day and about what this little fashion show is about?
Of course. Janine, as you mentioned, is hosting our entertainment and our fashion show.
Yay!
On Saturday, and we're really happy to have her. She's fantastic.
Thank you.
So our event, our entertainment actually begins at 10 o'clock or 10:30, a half hour after our initial startup time at 10, and we'll be featuring different dancers and performance groups.
Now, what kind of dancing is it? Is it like children's dancing, hip hop, or something like that? Or
it's a really great mix of some adult dancers. It's mostly children dancing. We have some, ethnic international style dancing. We have clogger dancers.
Clogging is so fun.
Yes, it is. So we're really excited. It's a really eclectic group of people coming out and just having a great time and entertaining the crowd. So
there's a big stage that these different acts will be up on, right? So people can...
Yes. The stage will actually be near the Giant Wheel Court area, and this is right near the big wheel, the big Ferris wheel there, and actually where Janine will be as well. We're also having some fantastic bands come out. You know, they range from folk bands to eclectic beats. We have a couple, fantastic singers. Adrena Thorpe will be there along with Stacey Robin, and they're really accomplished singers and songwriters, and we're just really pleased to have them all there.
Oh, they are incredible. In fact, I just got to meet and see Adrena Thorpe and Stacey Robin at an event that Janine did.
Well, Tammy was there, too.
Oh,
that was great.
Oh, right. Did I get to meet you, Tammy? I'm not sure. Maybe I actually met you and don't remember, because you meet so many people that day. But it was wonderful. Adrena has the voice of an angel, and Stacey has the voice of a rock and roll angel.
Yeah.
It's a really great mix, so it's really fun for everyone. There's just so much available out there. So whatever your interest is, have it there. So
My favorite are the World Fusion dancers. They're girls from about, I don't know, they're like 6 years old up to 16 or so, and they do different dances from around the world, and they change costumes about five different times.
Their costumes are fantastic. They're so coordinated and so talented. You know, we have them at all of our events. We're really pleased to have them. And, you know, as we mentioned, we also have our fashion show, and we're featuring all eco-friendly clothing available for kids. You know,
that's wonderful. Thank you for doing that.
And we want to keep, you know, we want to push, you know, being green. So this is really important to us and our company.
Mm-hmm.
That's actually the eco-friendly fashion is featured in our current issue that's out right now.
Oh, I need to get it. I need to have one of those.
You're going to have a lot of issues to hand out, right, to people? You're going to have your latest issue of your magazine?
Oh, yes, yeah. It'll be all over. It's in the goodie bags, and we'll have it on stands in different places, too.
Great.
Yeah. And so the fashion show, there'll be children in the fashion show, right? It's kids' clothes.
All children.
Yeah, modeling.
2 8-year-olds old, so they're really young.
What a fun thing for the kids to get to do that.
Right, they love it. They're all big hands. They love it. So, you know, they're getting to keep the clothes. The companies that are been so great to donate them, you know, like Crocs is involved and Clothing for the American Mind and Puka Brand. They're all fantastic and really great to supply us with all the great clothing that we have for the event. So we're really looking forward to this event on Saturday.
So if people want information, is there a website that they can visit to find out information about OC Parenting and about this event?
Yes, you can. You can go to parentingoc.com and you just click on Expo, and there'll be a little lineup of what's going on. There'll be a list of exhibitors who are exhibiting there.
Mm-hmm.
There's an entry form for the Cute Baby Cover Contest. We already have more than 75 babies signed up right now.
So how is that going to work? Do people, do they enter a photograph or do they bring their baby there and it's a live competition?
If you want to sign up right on the spot, you can do so. I don't believe you need to bring the photograph if you actually have the baby with you. Then you'll get an appointment time, and we will have one, possibly two photographers taking photos of the baby, and everyone who participates gets, a keepsake mock cover says parenting with their baby on it.
Really? Everyone who participates gets to have their baby on the cover, like a copy of their baby on the cover of the magazine? I mean, it's not going to be the actual cover, but it would,
it's like
as if?
Their cover.
And
the actual winner ends up on the cover of our November issue that goes out, you know, to over 200,000 readers.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, that is that. How fun. I want a baby.
I want to borrow your baby so I can have on the cover.
I want to borrow a baby for that.
Our cute cover contest is coming up. So
the cute what?
Make sure and let you know about that.
The cute what?
Our cute DJ cover contest coming up in the fall.
Well, Janine, I wouldn't have a chance. Janine would win that
one. We'll arm wrestle over that, honey.
Well, so Randy, I'm curious because you and your wife are the owners and publishers of the magazine. Is that right?
We're a family business.
Uh huh.
My wife and I are the owners, and I'm looking across the room at my 13-year-old son. He does a lot of work on our events as well. You know, he's been stuffing the bags and moving lots of things around. And, we're all a family here. We're only a group of eight people. This event makes us look much bigger.
Uh-huh.
And we all just, you know, we're looking for each other. We care for each other. And something like this, I can tell you, the monumental event, pulling all this together really brings us closer every year.
That's great.
Well, I think, Janine, you know a little bit about that.
Because
she's, she just was here just going to be a little DJ of a show, and then she started doing these events, and it's amazing. But isn't it wonderful to see how sometimes when you are part of a community and a family that you come together and you create something that you look at it and you think, how in the world are we actually doing this? How did we pull this off? But there's something about the synergy and excitement when people come together with a shared passion for something, and it's like the universe just conspires to make it all happen. And so it's amazing to me that you are there, you know, a group of about 8 people, and yet you are discovering that you're bringing this event together and that it's growing even as you do it. You know, more people want to be involved. And I think, Janine, you found out that was happening, you know, with your event too.
Right,
it's like,
right.
it just begins to bring synergy and so many people end up having so much fun.
And I'm sure your event has grown year after year. I mean, have you always had it at the Spectrum?
No. Previously, it was at the Block at Orange. And we just moved over to the Spectrum this year. This is our 4th year.
Mm-hmm.
I think what drives us is that we're in the magazine business. And so we're in this office, the 8 of us looking at each other, and we're putting out a magazine and talking to each other. And our journalists do interact with the community and our advertising salespeople do get involved with the community and their clients. But this is such a big way for us to connect with our readers.
Absolutely.
And to bring the pages to life, to do something, a fashion spread, you know, in the magazine on pages is not the same as doing it on stage with, you know, real people out there responding to it and, meeting all the moms with their babies and, it's just a really great experience, and it makes you remember that this is what it's all about.
Sure.
Actually see these parents and the children, you know.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So that's what drives us. It keeps us all real excited and motivated about it.
Well, what I love about what you are doing is that, because I was an editor for 8.5 years at a nonprofit, and we had a magazine, and we did books. And we actually went out, the scholars would go out and do speaking engagements, so we got to interact with people a little bit. But a lot of times when you're involved with a magazine, unless you actually are one of the journalists or something, you don't really get to connect that much with your readers.
Right.
And so what I think is so wonderful about what you are doing, and especially because it has to do with parenting, I mean, you know, parents love to interact with other parents. And, you know, they learn so much, and how wonderful it is just, for instance, for the fashion show and for the baby contest, that a lot of these people will actually meet each other, and then they will get to, when the issue comes out, they'll go, oh yeah, I was in line with that lady, and you know, they're little, who knows, maybe some of these kids will meet each other and grow up, and someday and they'll end up getting married or something because their parents met and became friends at the parenting expo. You just never know where these, you know, adventures can take you.
No, that's very true, and all the moms networking clubs in Orange County, the moms clubs and the mops clubs, you know, mothers of preschoolers, and they all understand the need to connect and talk with other moms who also have little kids because, you know, I mean, when you go through having a young child, especially if it's your first, it's a good idea to share, like, what you're going through and get advice and, you know, to vent with someone who's understanding and compassionate. And We have another event, actually, where we, you know, addressing this, like the need for busy moms, so much on their plates today, and then...
Oh, what is that? Is that coming up?
Yeah, it's called the Pampered Lady Cruise.
Pampered Lady Cruise? How fun does that sound?
Yeah, we have a yacht, and we have 3 hours out on the Newport Harbor, and, you know, for these busy moms, it's all just... ladies only.
Oh, that's wonderful. So a mom gets to get away on a little cruise.
Tani's going to go get the baby again. She's ready.
Right. Yeah, you get a little 3-hour mini vacation from, you know, from parenting and family and grocery shopping and all of those things.
Janine could
We're
use
ready.
That.
Oh, they love it.
Janine, you should definitely come on this cruise.
What time of the year is it? Is it coming up, or how do people find out about that?
We have 2 so far. We did one in February, one on Mother's Day. Actually, it was the week after Mother's Day, and the next one is in October.
Oh, lovely!
Oh, I think you had mentioned it to me, Tammy.
Yeah, we're actually going to be setting the date.
That's great.
Within the next few days.
Yeah, hopefully next week after Expo, we'll be hammering out all the details for the Pampered Lady Cruise. So. We're getting a lot of call-ins of interested people who want to reserve tickets.
Oh, great.
So if anybody's interested, they can definitely give us a call or email us.
What's your phone number and email?
You can give me a call directly at 714-771-7454, extension 110. And I've been taking information, like your email address, phone number, and I can give you a call once we have more details on the exact date in October. So anybody who wants to sign up can sign up, and there is a discounted rate for groups
Oh, how fun. And a chance for moms to connect with other moms without the kids running around screaming, Mommy, Mommy, Mommy.
Exactly. It's a lot of fun. So I look forward to every cruise we do. It's a lot. Even though I'm working it, I always have a great time. So I encourage all ladies to come on this at least once to see what it's like and to bring their friends on. So. Yeah.
So this coming weekend, in the meantime, we have this Parenting and Kids Expo that is coming up this very weekend. So it's Saturday, August 1st.
August 2nd.
Right here at the Irvine Spectrum here in Southern California. And people can drive up. I mean, this would be worth driving up from San Diego and a lot of the outlying areas. It's a free event. So there's over 70 vendors who will be there. There's a fashion show. So if you want to find out the latest in green fashion wear for your kids, it'll be lots of fun. And the baby contest. Now, what's the age cutoff for the baby contest? Like, does the baby need to be like a year, 2 years?
Let's see. The baby needs to be 6 to 30 months.
Okay.
6 months to 30 months.
30 months, that's what, 2.5 years old?
Yeah, that's a big baby.
Yeah, that's a big baby. Okay, well, that's cool.
But yeah, so that opens it up quite a bit.
Right. Just for participating in that, you get your child will be on the cover of OC Magazine. Well, not on the cover, but we'll have their picture taken as though they were on the cover of OC Magazine. What a wonderful thing to put into a child's baby scrapbook.
Right, yeah, exactly.
They won't appreciate it now, but later on they'll go, oh, look, my mom was so weird. Look at what she made me do when I was, like, only 8 months old. But they'll secretly be showing it to all their friends.
Right. That's one of my favorite things there is the baby contest.
Yeah.
It sounds
so cute. The whole process of, you know, this long line of strollers and the parents so proud, you know, with their baby sitting in front of the photographer and... it's a blast. There are so many, I mean, every kid is cute.
Yeah.
But,
Well, and what a fun way for the moms, you know, because a lot of times these are the ways that people meet people. They're, you know, they're in line, they're waiting their turn, yes. They're talking to the person in front of them, they're talking to the person behind them, they're noticing, oh, that I love that stroller. How do you like that stroller? I was thinking about getting one of those kind of strollers. I mean, it's just a way for parents to connect and network with each other and to get outside. I love the idea that this is an outside event, so people are getting outside. They'll be food, I would imagine, all kinds of food.
Yeah, there are a lot of surrounding restaurants, so, you know, if you venture out from our event, there's tons to do. There's a movie theater at the Irvine Spectrum, you know, there's a Ferris wheel, and there's lots of restaurants and small little cafes. So if they want to take a break to eat, they can just walk two steps and they're at a restaurant. So it's a really great place just to hang out and just enjoy the festivities. And as you mentioned before, we have some really great giveaways. Like Daisy Rock Guitar has donated an electric guitar for us to give away at the event, and we have lots of other prizes too. So, you know, it's just a great time, and we encourage everybody to come out.
Well, I know, Janine, at your two events, Daisy Rock has given away an electric guitar.
They have.
And the kids get so absolutely excited about that. And, Janine, what's the little venue that they're doing for it, the way that they're giving it away? Because I know, you had a raffle at your events, but right. They're doing it a little different way this time.
I think you mentioned, Tammy, they're doing musical chairs after the fashion show?
You know, I think we might do more of a game, kind of like...
There's going to be improvised games sort of in between the acts coming on stage.
Okay.
Oh.
We're going to do kind of something a little bit bigger for the Daisy Rock Guitar that there's going to be kind of like a trivia game that girls will do with their moms, and that should be a lot of fun.
How fun.
Yeah. Well, lots of exciting things coming up for this. Again, that's the Parenting and Kids Expo this coming Saturday, August 2nd at the Irvine Spectrum. And the event will be set up on the side of the spectrum where the large Ferris wheel is, right?
That's right. It's actually by the Ferris wheel and Big Wheel Court, and it'll go on through where the Target store is located.
Uh-huh.
Target, Nordstrom, and H&M. It's all in like the main area where a lot of the larger department stores are located.
Oh, wonderful.
So it's in a great area.
And so Parenting OC is hosting this event, and if you can find out more information for visiting their website at parentingoc.com. And just before we close, I want to talk to Janine a little bit here at the end of the show. Her show's coming up in just a few minutes. But I want to thank you very much, Randy and
you.
Tammy,
thank
for being
you for
here.
Thank you for having us and letting us tell everyone about this.
Oh, I'm so excited. I'm looking forward to meeting you this weekend because I'll be hanging out with all of you guys, having a lot of fun. Randy, do you have a little story that you could share with us about, you know, just something from one of your events that you remember that was just a fun thing?
Yeah, I don't know. One of my favorite parts of these events is watching my son do the MC on stage through the years.
Oh, cute.
And, and he really enjoys doing it. When we first started this, he was 9, you know.
Uh-huh.
But it was just, you could not stop him from jumping up on stage. His first show at 9 years old, and he just connects with the kids so well. And he, you know, he starts playing the games with them. And we get so many kids rushing the stage to this guy. His name is Shane.
Uh-huh.
And I think he just really enjoys the day. He works very, very hard, but he loves this part of it. And, uh-huh. You know, so he's going to be doing that again. And you know, as a dad,
uh-huh.
It just makes me proud and puts a big smile on my face when I see him having so much fun, you know, and with his little groupies.
Oh,
and what a wonderful thing for him, you know, learning about, you know, being in a public arena, interacting with people, getting over the fear about being in front of people. I mean, what a wonderful experience for him. You know, it's just these things, it's just wonderful for everyone.
You know, Randy, I find that when I get my girls involved in the events I put on, they're just so excited. I mean, my 6-year-old is ready to jam out at the next Mama Palooza or Mom's Rock the House Music Fest. I mean, they really respect you, and they learn a lot from all watching you plan and get organized and meet all these people.
Right, right. That's very true. So, I you know, we do, but also, you know, enjoy when it goes off. I mean,
right.
When it actually goes off and everything goes right and
yeah. See
all those smiles out there from people who come. You know, it's really rewarding. He gets a chance to feel that.
That's great.
Well, Randy, thank you so much for being, you and your wife, for being, and your family, for that matter, being in the world, doing what you're doing to enrich families, and doing that specifically for our community of families here in Orange County. Tammy, thank you so much, because I know as the marketing events coordinator, you have a full plate, I'm sure, almost all year, making those things happen. So thank you also for following your creative gift and manifesting in the world to enrich the lives of others. And I'll look forward to seeing you both on Saturday.
Thanks, Tony.
Thank you, Tony. We look forward to seeing you.
Okay.
See you Saturday.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Janine.
Bye.
So, Janine.
It's going to be a great event.
Now, is this the first time that you have done something like this? I know you've DJed your Mama Palooza events.
Right.
But have you done something like this before?
Not this big. This is a big event. I've been putting together the soundtrack. I've just finished it for the fashion show, and I've got the new music from Lisa Loeb. She's got a CD called Camp Lisa.
Yeah?
And it's so cute. I mean, all the typical camp songs that kids are familiar with.
Uh-huh.
And then some other surprises. And then I've got music from Meredith Brooks, her latest children's CD. So I've got a great blend of all these different artists and for a solid hour.
I think it's going to be wonderful. And I'm so excited that you've been invited to go on this additional little adventure. We just never know. I mean, here you and I met in a yoga studio, about 2 years ago now?
Yes.
A year and a half or something like that?
That's right.
And, you know, you were asking if we were interested in doing something at this event you were going to do. And I'm like, Mama Palooza, what's that? What do you mean supporting women in the arts? I'm like, oh my gosh, I need to talk about that on my radio show. Would you come on my radio show? And then I took the training.
How'd you get a radio show?
Yeah. And then, I mean, and now look at here we are having grand adventures over at the Irvine Spectrum. You know, it's just, you just never know where your adventures will take you and your family. I mean, your little girls, I see them, that one day that your one daughter wasn't feeling so good and she was in here with you. And
my assistant DJ.
Assistant DJ. And her eyes were just shining. Her face was just shining. Even though she wasn't feeling good, she was so excited just to be here while you were here and be here in the radio station with her mom. And
she was so excited.
Yeah.
She was picking all the music, too. Oh, I love that song. Put this one on. Put that one on.
Maybe she's a little DJ in the making.
I never know.
You never know. Well, and your show is coming up at 10. So Moms Rock the House, tell us a little bit, you know, just in case people are listening in for the first time, about what your show is about and part of the reason that you were asked to come and to host the event at OC Parenting Magazine, because you're a mom and you're a mom who rocks the house with your music. So what's your show about?
And I feature moms in the arts, so maybe there's a person out there who plays the drums, or they're a comedian, or maybe they play electric guitar, they're in a band, they're a solo artist. I accept submissions all the time, and I get CDs from all over the world.
So if people are interested, how would they contact you?
Well, I have a MySpace page, and it's myspace.com/moms. It's actually, the show name changed at the end of June to Moms Rockin' the House.
Uh-huh.
It's M-O-M-S, Rockin', no G, the House. And I've got the KUCI mailing address and my email address on there. And they can either shoot me an email with a link to their website, or can drop a CD in the mail, and I'll listen and let them know if they end up on the show.
Yeah, it's so exciting. And as a result, I bet you've just met some incredible people.
Oh, so many people.
And discovered more and more women who are making a difference, not only in their families, but in their own lives, by finding an outlet for their creative passion.
Absolutely. I mean, there's a band I was reading about. They're called Breach. And I was reading in L.A. Times about them, and then I get a postcard in the mail. Hey, you know, they invited me to a screening of their new musical, and then they sent me CDs, and so it was kind of like meant to be. I mean, it's just amazing how I'm meeting people.
Yeah.
It's great.
Well, I want to be part of your band. So far, I can play the tambourine.
Okay.
Oh, and the djembe drum. I can play a djembe drum.
What about mean air guitar? Can you do it on that?
I can't do the guitar because I like to do massage stuff, and I don't want my fingers to get all rubbed.
Do you know, I was reading in the paper that there's an air guitar competition?
What is it? What is air guitar? What does that mean?
You know, you look like you're playing guitar, but you're not holding anything, and you're just, you know, jamming out like Eddie Van Halen.
Does it make sounds?
No.
Oh.
It looks like you're holding a guitar, but you're jamming out like Eddie Van Halen.
Oh, there's a competition? Oh, I could do that.
There's an actual competition. I couldn't believe it. I was reading
the
paper a couple weeks ago.
Is it around here?
No, I have to look it up online.
Let's go visit one.
That was such a kick when I heard about that.
I could probably play that. And I'd have to do air singing, too, because you really probably would not want to hear me. Yeah, you would not want me to be really singing. So I could just mouth it instead of leaving.
You are so funny.
So your show is coming up in just about 3 minutes, so we're going to need to switch over here. Thank you so much again. The event coming up this coming weekend, and Janine will be the DJ there. So you'll get to meet, if you want to meet her, if you want to meet me, we'll be at the hanging out at the stage and at the KUCI booth.
Which is right near the, there'll be a table right near the stage.
Yeah, and so if you want to come and meet us and hang out and have some fun, find out wonderful things about honing your parenting skills, over 70 vendors. It's a free event. They're giving away a Daisy Rock guitar, great music all day, live bands, Adrena Thorpe, Stacey Robin.
And the Hullabaloo Band.
The Hullabaloo Band.
Three times fast. Hullabaloo Band.
Hullabaloo, Hullabaloo, Hullabaloo.
Very good.
So that's this coming Saturday, August 2nd. And if you'd like more information, you can visit Janine's. Do you have anything about this on your website?
I don't. I have to put it up. I have it on my other MySpace page if you want to look at it there.
Yeah, what's that space?
Let's see. It's myspace.com/moms, M-O-M-Z, rock the house.
Yeah, and that's, because she's also part of Mama Palooza, which is a wonderful event. So we could talk about that another time. Yeah, because we're just out of time. Thank you so much for being
on
the show this
morning.
And we'll be off on a grand adventure together this weekend again. It'll be a lot of fun.
I know.
Thank you for being willing to do it. As we do here at KUCI, we're all volunteers, and this weekend is all volunteer work, too, but it's all worth it because our lives are enriched, and hopefully those that we encounter, their lives will be enriched, too. So that's it for this week. I want to say a very special thank you to all my friends listening in, especially my friends on Tolkien Online. So take a moment to cherish every day, every part of your path. Give and receive love. Give it freely. Never give up on your dream or your passion. Find out what fuels your soul and find a way to express it in the world. I promise you that not only will your life be enriched, but the lives of those around you will be enriched as well. So that's it. I am Tani Chenuviel, the resident KUCI Middle Earth Elf. And so I'm going to play a little song from the Mama Palooza, ending the show today, from Mama Palooza's CD, Moms Rock the House. And this is Well, no, actually, I'm going to wait. I'm going to let Janine play that song on her show, and I'm going to end with some Elvish music because that just seems like that's what we need to do. So for those of you who are staying here in Middle Earth, we are not yet ready to sail into the West. But until next week, Alin Salalumin Amintielvo, a star shines on the hour of our meeting. And until then, Namaria. This is KUCI in Irvine, 88.9 FM, and streaming live on the internet at kuci.org, public affairs at kucitalk.org. KUCI in Irvine, the best radio station in the history of Middle Earth.